Welcome to the TIP-TV Finance Show, where we are joined by Gaurav Sharma, who's the business editor at the International Business Times. How are you today, Gaurav?
Morning. I'm rather perked up. I've been quaffling coffee at the launch of Tim Hortons, their arrival in the UK. But other than that, I wish the oil markets were that perked up. They seem to be all over the place right now.
Well, I'm rather sad that there was no caffeine in the Zachmeier household this morning, so I'm feeling the pain on a Monday morning. But I wanted to just show you, there's some more pain around. This bit of charting I did earlier on, last week, in fact. From 2014, it's possible to draw a resistance line from the summer of that year through the high of February, March this year, and then through last week's high. So it just gives the impression that this market is, running out of steam or could be ready to come out, deliver a new leg to the downside. The only thing which we're waiting on now is really a break of that 50-week moving average, which has supported this market since the beginning of, early last year. That's the blue line there. Wait. So that's a 48.80 or so. But do you think that this could be a situation where a new leg to the downside is on its way?
Definitely so. The macro guys are looking at the technical guys. The technical guys are looking at the macro guys. And what's happening in the wider market is this strange sort of philosophy. Well, partially strange. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But there's a whole lot of people out there taking short or long punts premised on the fact that if OPEC removes a barrel, it subsidizes a U.S. barrel. Now, on some level, it's true. But economics doesn't quite work in such a linear fashion. Yes, it is happening. Again, last week we saw that U.S. Rig count was up again. And again, it's going up by 10, 15 each week in, week out. Last week, according to Baker Hughes, it went another 10 rigs. So if this psyche is sort of ingrained in people's heads, and these are the guys who are trading it out there, and the spot traders believe, they look at their solver models, they believe, well, hang on a minute, I'm not really having any difficulty getting hold of crude. Well, then there's only one way, and that is that the price will, either be stunted at the levels it is or fall. Now, if we look at where we were at the start of the year, and if we switch back to our Friday closes, we're $5 below where we were on the first trading Friday, at the close of the first trading week of this year. And this tells you, we've had this topsy-turvy movement, but look at the range. We've barely gone above 56, and we've, sort of just held off at about 48. And that also is the West Texas now. And it tells you it's a normal market when the OPEC basket, the green line there, is between the blue line and the red line, which is Brent in West Texas. It's behaving normally, but it's kind of like, well, OPEC is discounting, but it's also kind of holding back. It's a completely garbled market out there right now, because who do you take your cue from? You take your cue from OPEC. Well, hang on a minute. If OPEC cuts week in, week out, the Americans are adding rigs after rigs after rigs, right? I think that particular ship that somehow, that American production would be at normal levels, that's sailed. Because the moment OPEC started this chatter that, hang on a minute, let's just extend the cuts when we next meet on the 25th of May, all that it was, a whole lot of American independents went out there, hedged, and now that ship has sailed, at least sailed for 18 months.
So, but isn't it a situation that OPEC are trying to micromanage a situation which maybe they should stand back from? They did so much in the autumn, and now it's just not helping either sentiment-wise or in terms of strategy. It just gives them a very weak appearance.
I couldn't agree more with you, because I think they should just let it rest for a while. But each time these quotes come out, you prop up another, we like to call them zombie companies. They're not quite zombie companies. They've got viable plays, and it's just that they're finding the macro climate a little bit difficult stateside. So each time this happens, it gives them the opportunity to hedge better. It keeps happening again and again. OPEC tries to micromanage it, gets into a bit of a tango. Will they, won't they? And suddenly the market is where it is. There is one very interesting facet to this. I think the historic bit about that OPEC, non-OPEC tie-up that we saw in December, I think the key historic bit of that was that the Saudis said the Iranians can pump at a certain level and they can keep increasing. Now, the Iranians are actually keeping up with their part of the bargain. They haven't exactly flooded the market. They're improving their levels at a slow and steady pace. It's that the Saudis and the Russians are in a little bit of a tangle. First, the Saudi oil minister tells CERAWeek in Houston, Texas in March, saying, well, you know what, we are moderating the shoots of recovery and don't take the Saudis for granted. He does that, the oil price starts falling immediately. It started falling that Friday. The following Monday, suddenly we hear the Saudis and the Russians are talking again. The Russian minister then comes out and says, well, we probably won't be cutting until this level or that level. It's just not working out. It really isn't. And the market is getting very confused signals. And then people take punts.
Yeah, but the other issue is it's the U.S. which is driving the price now.
Yes, you could say that the Americans are, well, they're not a swing
producer. They're actively doing it, but it's actually, that seems to be the influence on the market.
The spirit of private enterprise in the United States has basically come together and it's become a sort of a buffer producer. That's the only way I choose to describe it. And so if that is the case, if that is this new variable in a once-in-a-generation change, as a lot of people call it, well, why don't you just let economics take its course? You know, let market economics dictate. But they try to do their jiggery-pokery. They come up with sound bites, and lo and behold, we are in the situation where we are. It will very much, whether the oil price touches 60 or not by the end of the year for the benefit of TIPTV viewers, would depend on what sort of shenanigans we see next month in Vienna.
Well, we'll have to wait for that and be on the edge of our seats. But in the meantime, Gaurav Sharma, business editor at the International Business Times, thanks for coming in today.
Pleasure.